I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Winterland is sold out and we've got tickets coming up at 9.05, again at 12.05. I think this happens again at 5.05 too. Is that right? Do I have that time right?
I heard that. That's a rumor.
Yeah.
It's going around.
Well, the rumor is that if you listen all day, you'll have chances to win tickets to the sold out Alice in Winterland because that is the only way to get them now. This part of the show is brought to you by the Cheesecake Factory, Maroon 5. We got tickets for them too. They're coming to the Oracle Arena on June 1st, and you can be our guest at the show.
Don't touch Adam.
Oh, you're playing the actual video, aren't you?
Is that bad?
Oh. Is that bad?
Well, I was like, are you playing two clips at once? But you're playing where they jump into all the
weddings.
That's
right, yeah.
Do you remember when my missus went to the meet and greet with Maroon 5 and they were like, do not touch him? Do not move your arms anywhere near him in the photo.
Just stand.
Photos of everybody with their arms hanging down at their side like,
comfortable.
Well, that's something to share, isn't it? How many times do you think that guy got jumped before that rule went into place?
A lot of times.
Like hundreds, probably, and he finally went, that's it.
I don't want to be touched. You tell them they can't even be in the picture if they intend to touch me. It ain't happening. Quickly, I just got handed this. We were talking about how Charles Schulz, I think he was like maybe third or fourth on the list of richest dead celebrities or dead celebrities who made the most money last year.
Right.
He's the Peanuts guy. And obviously, if you're up in Santa Rosa, you're well aware that there's Snoopy's Home Ice. I've skated there a bunch of times. And then there's a museum of all the Peanut stuff. But his family home burned down. And I guess there were treasure troves of Peanuts memorabilia there that are now lost forever. The museum is reopening. It's reopening to the public this Sunday at 10 a.m. And then they're going to do a grand reopening on Sunday, November 12th. I guess it's a free day, special activities, photo opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. And you can see all the stuff, all the Peanuts memorabilia.
In a related story, do you remember how Einstein was on the list? And
yeah.
We were all, what is that guy doing? Mm-hmm. And then it was the Baby Einstein movies or TV show.
Yeah.
Right.
The
also,
games they have and stuff, yeah.
You know, because I have a Salesforce employee at home.
Ting Chen.
She goes, yeah, there's a whole thing on Salesforce called Einstein.
Oh.
And I was like, well, there's another.
Like a program?
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Which they must have had to pay for, right?
I guess. Yeah.
Can't call crap stuff unless, like that
right?
unless you.
I think if you put Einstein on it, that is the guy.
Right.
It's a, it's a name that's synonymous with genius and smart.
Right.
And, you know, Einstein. I would love a baby Einstein.
I think Einstein was part of the very first Salesforce ad campaigns or something.
So?
And so they've sort of kept the theme and he's clearly getting paid by Salesforce.
At $10 million a year, which is about what his estate pulls in. That's,
pretty good dough.
It's pretty good. Here's what's not good. Everybody on Earth is under sexual harassment speculation now. Dustin Hoffman, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Dustin Hoffman joined the ranks of the accused yesterday. A writer named Anna Graham Hunter said that he harassed her on the set of the 1985 TV movie, Death of a Salesman, when she was 17 years old. She says on her first day there on the set, he asked for a foot rub, which she gave him, and it just went on from there. It got worse from there. Over time, he flirted with her, grabbed her backside, graphically talked about sex with her, like the time that she asked for his breakfast order, and he said, I'll have a hard-boiled egg and a soft-boiled button, which he actually used the clinical term for that part of a lady area.
Belly button?
No. I'll tell you in the break, Vinny. As a young girl, she was conflicted. She enjoyed the attention to a point. I mean, Dustin Hoffman is a star.
He really said soft-boiled.
Yes.
That's gross.
It is. I agree. She actually says she cried over that. She genuinely loved working with the other people who were on the show. Arthur Miller, John Malkovich, Charles Durning. She says that Dustin's behavior got a little better when she told him she didn't appreciate his wandering hands or the stuff he was saying. But it stuck with her all this time. It doesn't mean it was all bad. There are journal entries, apparently, that she made at the time, and there's also some documentation and some letters she was sending to her sister. In a journal entry, she wrote, no one is 100% good or bad. Dustin's a pig, but I like him a lot. And now she says, yeah, he was gross, but he could also be sweet and wanted me to like him, which I did.
You want the audio?
Oh, sure. I didn't realize there was audio of her. Oh, hold on.
Of him.
Hold on. Let me get to it. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
So he was quick to apologize. Boy, Hooman is raring to go. Yeah. We can't break him. Look at him.
Hey, by the way, did we get a winner already?
No, I'm at 50.
Okay, well, why don't I just do it?
All right.
All right,
sorry.
Great. Starting with caller 51.
That's my tone.
Well, he was quick to apologize once the story got out. He said, I have the utmost respect for women. I feel terrible that anything I might have done could have put her in an uncomfortable situation. I am sorry. It's not reflective of who I am. But then someone said, oh, it isn't. And then they came up with this video. I guess he's talking about The Graduate. This was a screen test that he did with Catherine Ross. Did she play the older lady or his girlfriend?
I think that's his girlfriend, yeah.
Okay. And he said, apparently he goosed her during the audition.
Yeah, so here it is.
All right, now stop it from there. Tell me, say the stuff you were saying in the office this morning.
So when the cameras aren't rolling on a set, actors do a lot of stuff to stay in character and be in character. So if there's a fight scene, you'll see actors grab garbage cans and baseball bats and just keep hitting them when the cameras aren't rolling to rile themselves up. And in this clip, you didn't hear the end, but you know they're doing these tense moments. And Dustin goes on to say, it's so torturous. I felt like if I didn't do something to diffuse the torture, that it would have just been unbearable for us. And
so that was his intention with this.
Yeah. And so with the acting, listen, people are going to disagree with this, but things are done on the set and it's not a black and white line. You're constantly doing stuff to diffuse a situation and just have a moment of sanity.
You mentioned specifically something that happened on the set of Olive.
Yeah, I mean, there's a moment where there's a bunch of guys bullying an Egyptian guy in the film. And
bullying an Egyptian guy?
Bullying.
Oh, bullying.
Oh,
my God.
Bowling.
Well, I haven't seen the movie, even though I'm in it, so yeah. I wouldn't know if there's a bowling scene or a bullying scene. So
I remember
ahead.
This outside the hardware store. They're bullying the Egyptian
right.
guy.
And so the Egyptian guy was a very seasoned actor, and you know, the bullies were, you know, they were younger and they were in a season, and he wanted them. The Egyptian guy really wanted the guys to bully him, and so in between the sets, he would go and you know,
get in their faces,
shake them up. And they actually at one point hated the guy. Like, they would come to me in between the takes and say, we can't stand this guy. We hate doing these scenes with him. But he was able to get them riled up enough to get the shot that we needed. Recently, there was a film, a few years ago, Nicole Kidman was shooting in San Francisco for that Hemingway movie.
Uh-huh.
And every time she had one of my buddies was on the set. Every time she had a very tense scene, you know, they'd have to ask for her to come out of her set like 5 or 6 times. Miss Kidman, we need you on the set. And even when she'd come out of her trailer, she would, you know, stop at the food cart and untie her shoe and retie her shoe. And like, she would just drag it out as long as possible. She'd walk around the lights.
Why?
Because, like, she's in her mind getting prepared. Like, everybody's sitting there watching this girl do laps around and be called over and over again. And then finally she'd walk onto the set.
Pain in the ass.
You know? You gotta mentally get into a space.
So you think that was Dustin's way of mentally getting into a
space? Space or relieving tension. Listen.
Well, so look, it looks like this industry that's been allowed to function its own way for a long time is finally going to get some oversight, because the fact of the matter is, I look at Dustin Hoffman, huge star, probably has women throwing themselves at him
mm-hmm.
every turn he takes on every street corner
mm-hmm.
and assumes any kind of advances he makes are welcome.
Right.
Because
he's
who doesn't
Dustin
want
Hoffman.
To be with Dustin Hoffman?
Right.
And in fact, he's probably thinks, look at how generous I am being nice to the person taking my breakfast order. I've even recognized her
button
as you call it, in soft-boiled form. Ugh. How generous of me.
I'm wonderful.
And these are egos completely run amok, right?
Yes.
So there's, I'm not defending him by any in any way. I'm just saying that's probably in his head the behaviors.
He granted her a gift.
All over the place.
It is everywhere.
And it's all over the, and you know, look, no one understands this Harvey Weinstein stuff. Blasting through hotel doors and I mean,
vigorously giving his man area attention as though someone wants that.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy. But I'm
it's
just,
all crazy.
I'm just saying there are times on a set where you have got to get into a character and you've got to deliver, and things happen. It's hard to say if it's right or wrong. I know people are going to be outraged listening to their, but on the movie set, you know, there's lighting and there's the sun and there's so many like elements that you have to take into it, and you've got these windows of shooting things, and there's a time frame. There's a lot going on.
So maybe how the industry will protect itself going forward will be, you may very well be subject to torture and humiliation during the course of making this film. If you don't want that, go be a librarian or any other job where the oversight is there, and there's an HR department down the hall. Or you can walk down and say, that guy did this, and point. And there's the guy, whoever he is.
And then the $100 million movie gets put on hold, and that's that. Mm. Nobody gets paid, and right?
Right.
I mean, the Brett Ratner stuff, is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
He's another dude. He's like kind of a big name. And
yeah, huge.
And this,
he's,
I mean,
dust in the wind.
Getting detailed stories about him. I wanted to mention quickly, because this has been sort of floating around all week. Rose McGowan is responding to the arrest warrant. She says that, oh, isn't the timing on this interesting? Apparently, she left some luggage behind at an airport. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was Dulles. Yeah. On January 20th. And right now, they've issued a warrant for her arrest because there were traces of narcotics on it. Felony possession of a controlled substance in Virginia. She said, are they trying to silence me? There's a warrant out for my arrest in Virginia. What a load of horse poop. So anyway, that's her response to that. Let's set all this aside. I want to get to some other things that are fun.
By the way, we have our Maroon 5 winner, Penny from Castro Valley.
Oh, congratulations, Penny from Castro Valley. Last night, you mentioned the game earlier. Spoiler alert, in case you haven't watched it yet. Yeah. The Astros won. And they won in more ways than one, Vinny. Carlos Correa, did you see the end of the thing? This is after they win.
He's a shortstop. Before the game was over.
Right after they won, he's getting interviewed. I can just read it. It's fine, Hooman. I
was going to have till 7 for this one.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
He's
hold on. Let me see.
Fine.
If I think I got it here.
So he turns off camera.
Wow, look at that. One for it.
She didn't say, though.
No. Nope. Yeah. He's going to push her in a second.
Oh, there you go.
Is that...
Whoa, that is a diamond. My goodness.
That was like... Was that like 30 carats?
That was a golf ball.
It's a big, beautiful ring. It's a... Let's see. A giant diamond. It looks maybe pear-shaped, heart-shaped. I'm not positive, but giant. She was Miss Texas USA 2016 and Miss Texas Teen USA 2013.
Well,
what's her name?
Her name is Daniela Rodriguez. She's 21. He's 23, and those crazy kids are gonna tie the knot.
Sweet.
They're saying Justin Verlander and Kate Upton are probably gonna get married. I guess Us Weekly is saying Tuscany in mid-November.
A destination wedding. How dare they?
Well, they're rich. They can fly people there. Justin and Kate dated about 3 years before getting engaged last spring. He's 34 and she's 25.
Kate Upton's only 25?
Can you believe it? I feel like she's been around forever.
Yeah. Good for her.
And on the downside, the Dodgers, as they were losing, one of them was getting robbed.
What do you mean?
Which one?
Yasiel Puig.
Yeah, he's a Cuban kid who defected.
A burglar hit his house during Game 7. He has a house in San Fernando Valley. Somebody broke in, busted a window, set off an alarm. The suspect grabbed jewelry and bolted, but the whole thing was caught on surveillance video, so maybe they'll catch the guy. This is, I guess back in March, burglars hit him for about $500,000 worth of jewelry. And Wednesday night's incident went down at a different house from the March one. And this time they say the guy got very few items. The alarm appeared to have scared him off. So that's a terrible end to that guy's terrible night.
Well, they didn't win the World Series.
Nope.
And he got robbed.
Yep.
But I bet he hit the bar and got laid last night, right?
I'll bet he had a good time anyway. Right.
That's good.
I guess I'll end with this. This is kind of funny. I mean, who hasn't eaten a brownie that you shouldn't have eaten?
I haven't.
You're lucky.
I love all the brownies. Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't had those kind.
Mm.
I miss the whole edible thing. It's unfortunate.
No, it's not. It's not. I think it's overrated.
Your review is not a great one, but I've heard they're super fun.
Yeah, people like them. Alex Trebek, not one of those people. He first came to California from Canada about 40 years ago. And he was in his 30s, and he went to a party in Malibu. He is apparently a chocolate fiend, a self-proclaimed chocolate fiend.
And well, so chocolate is good.
Yeah, it's delicious. When he noticed some brownies on the table, he started scarfing them down. He says, "I love brownies, but I didn't realize they were hash brownies. And, whoa, that threw me for a loop. I took down about a half dozen. The dinner party was, he chowed a bunch of hash brownies.
In front of other people, too?
And no one said anything to him. That's the thing. You got to tell people.
Oh, no, I didn't mean the whole that there do be brownies. I just meant, dude, six brownies in front of other people? Like, don't you hog six brownies
alone? Maybe
they were
just like brownie. I feel that way.
Yeah, you don't do that. That's not behavior that's acceptable.
The dinner party was on a Friday. I was not able to leave that house until Sunday afternoon. I spent the next day and a half in their bed. It was not a good trip, and I have not done any of that stuff since. Poor Alex. That's not a good surprise. Surprise. Mm-hmm. The next day and a half of your life are ruined. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A story about Stranger Things.
Oh, I
after
love
these.
That.
Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Join Usetta at the Humane Society Silicon Valley's Tales and Ales. Rescheduled for this Saturday for family fun activities. Breweries and wineries at Google's Crittenden campus in Mountain View. Bring your pet.
Yeah.
Bring your little doggy with you. Mm-hmm. Tails and Ales. Get it? Tickets are at tailsales.org. And you're going to be there.
Get it.
Really?
What is it? What's the gag?
Tails, like a doggy tail wagging his tail. And then Ales. You have some breweries. And, yeah. Tails, Ales.
That's a good one.
Tails, Ales. .org. And you'll be there 11:30 to 1:30.
Right.
With your little dog, Ella.
Mm-hmm.
Your little dog, too.
Way to get that right.
I've screwed up the Daisy thing a couple times.
Oh, I still do it.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. And really, they look so much alike.
Right. And, you know, it's not like we've forgotten Daisy, you know? She's still special.
Yes, she is.
Wait, what?
It's not like we've forgotten Daisy. Like, just because she passed doesn't mean we've forgotten her, you know?
We have, like, pictures up, a little thing at the house. Little shrine.
But now we have Ella, and she's not a replacement.
Nope.
But she's a reminder.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is where you can watch this show.
Hello.
We get up every morning extra early
to just
shave
look fantastic.
And shower and deodio and all
so
the stuff.
True. Yep.
So that you can watch us perform a radio show.
You're welcome.
You don't have to just watch your speakers like there's something happening
right.
there. You can look at a screen and see this show at radioalice.com.
And thanks to Vaughn who cuts the show together every morning.
Way to go, Vaughn.
Way to go, Vaughn.
Here's what's happening. Get ready to fall back.
Oh, Right.
You don't got a sound for that?
I don't.
I'm like falling down the stairs. What would that be? That would be falling forward, though, I guess.
Yeah, huh? Fall back is the good one.
Fall back. Oh, wow. Still nothing. Wow. I had that. Unbelievable.
Try one more time.
Hold on.
Okay, now do it.
This Saturday night to Sunday morning, get ready to fall back. Oh, boy.
That is a slow fall down to the stairs.
That's good. I like it.
All right, have that ready.
For what?
We got to mention that we're reminding people. It is ongoing. Is it like looped?
You know what? I love it.
It's like shoes in a
you
dryer.
You nailed it, kid. Great job.
Oh, thank you.
I'm thinking like Simon Cowell. Remember, he just fell back.
Right. He fell down his
stairs. I'm still falling.
Endless. And I'm falling down the stairway to heaven. That's a long one.
Play that for the whole break.
Yeah, just we're going to fall back. That'll be a good reminder.
Now I'm done. All right. So there it is, everyone. This Saturday night, you want to set your clock back as we'll fall back. All right. Perfectly done.
Brent, I hope you're enjoying your paternity leave.
Yeah, me too.
6 more weeks.
Of the B team, everybody.
All right. Congratulations, Houston, as you are the World Series champs.
Congratulations.
So yeah, that's awesome. So the game last night was in LA. Obviously, they weren't thrilled, but people filled the ballpark in Houston, even though the game wasn't there, to watch on the big screen.
Oh, how fun.
People love a shared experience. That's what concerts are about. That's what that's about. Yep. I mean, it would be a lot easier to stay home.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But you want to be out in it with people who are feeling like you are.
Right. So they got to celebrate together as their Astros, for the first time in franchise history, won the World Series.
Congratulations.
You can take them off the list of losers.
Are there still a lot of people on the loser list?
I don't know how long the list is, but sure. I'm
people
sure there
who
are.
Who have never won. Teams, you know, that have never won.
It's not easy.
No. No, it isn't. You got to beat everybody else.
Right.
There's 8 that haven't won a World Series. How many are there? How many total teams are there?
Oh, there's a ton.
Tell you that, but
San Diego Padres, Tampa Bay Rays, Washington Nationals. Oh, Houston Astros was one of the 8. They're not there anymore. Colorado Rockies, Milwaukee Brewers. Huh? I thought they would have won one.
Yeah.
Seattle Mariners and the Texas Rangers.
Oh.
The Rangers are who we beat, aren't they? Couple times. It's too bad.
And there's a total of 15 teams
per league.
Yeah, per league. 30 altogether.
Oh, is that all?
So 7 of, yeah.
Well, and the Nationals are a new team, or relatively new. Mm. And there was one, Tampa Bay Rays are relatively new.
Yeah.
Anyway. So there you go. Congratulations, Houston. And for people who hate LA, you probably had a blast last night watching them lose on national TV. Angry senators warned attorneys for Facebook, Twitter, and Google yesterday that they must do more to prevent Russian manipulation of their social media platforms, or Congress is going to do it for them. Mm-hmm. I must say, I don't think you get it, said Senator Dianne Feinstein. She told the attorneys at a hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee, what we're talking about is cataclysmic change. What we're talking about is the beginning of cyber warfare. You have a huge problem on your hands. You created these platforms, and now they're being misused. You have to be the ones to do something about it, or we will. I don't know if that's a bunch of hot air. I don't exactly know what they think they can do.
Right.
It's a bunch of hot air.
Yeah, at this point, what are they going to do to shut down Facebook? Right. How are they going to control that?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I mean, I would, and in fact, as I certainly don't want other countries to be able to manipulate our media and change the course of history in terms of, you know, affecting the way people vote. But I'd like you to do something about our identity theft problem as well.
Yeah, that would be great.
And, you know, if you're here you are jumping into the mix, government, why don't you do something about that too?
Right.
While you're at it.
Because I don't know if you remember, but half of all our identities just got released into the dark web.
It does.
Thanks, Experian.
It does.
Or no, was it Equifax?
Equifax. It does seem like that sort of goes away.
Yeah.
Everyone just
Well,
goes
there's
like,
all these other effing stories. Like every day there's some new S storm happening.
Well, and in most people's lives too, you're furious, you're outraged, and then your kid's birthday comes up.
Right.
And you got some crap to do that you didn't expect to be dealing with.
But with the amount of taxes we pay, we would hope that our, you know, this government of ours would protect us.
Right. Well, and I hope that's the case. Mm. Stranger Things.
How far in are you?
I couldn't watch anymore since the last episode I saw because two baseball games have gone forever.
And Survivor.
In fact, I didn't even watch that last night either.
Oh my God.
Was it a good episode?
It's a great episode.
Oh, see?
Really good one.
There I am watching the World Series up till 9 o'clock. And then, you know, there's my mom, Maria, my lady, my kid. I'm like, I got to get out of here. I'm going to bed.
The McFarlands. No. The McCutcheons.
The McCutcheons had already gone. They took them and their three kids and put them to bed.
Oh, three.
Yeah, they have three. Mm-hmm. I put myself to bed.
Are they the Christian ones that you were at their party the other night?
Retired.
Yes.
Okay.
They are. They're very faithful.
As in, to God.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
to each other. Well, I'm sure they are to each other, too, if they're Christian. You know?
Yes.
Anyway. Girl, how to tell this story. So, you know, Netflix is a thing.
Yeah.
People love it.
Love their Netflix.
People love the Stranger Things.
Of course
In
they
fact,
do.
Actually, speaking of the McCutcheons, they're on. They're like, we're up to episode three. And I was like, that's where we had to stop too. Because, you know, the World Series. But we're going to watch probably episode four tonight.
Oh, it'll be so exciting.
A 19-year-old woman named Samantha Pellerin from Sacramento, California, recently had a bad breakup with a boyfriend. On Monday, she figured out that he was still using her Netflix account. She went on the app and saw someone was binge watching the new season of Stranger Things. So she got the ultimate revenge. She waited until he was halfway through the season, and then she changed the password and booted him off.
Sweet.
Then she tweeted what she did, and now it's gone viral. Show him. You don't break up with me.
And then keep using my Netflix password.
I am Samantha Pellerin of Sacramento.
And I will not share my password with you. You can get your own Stranger Things.
Which really isn't that hard. I mean, so I don't know if this was, if he just went, all right. Well, the jig is up.
I guess I'll sign up.
Get an account now.
Yeah.
Enter in my own card.
Or I'll call my other friend with an account.
Right. So last night, speaking of the World Series, I was watching, most of the game, and I mentioned there comes an ad for the Pixar movie Coco.
Yeah.
And our dude, Michael Franti's song, is the theme song playing throughout the ad. And I'm like, oh, man, I love to see good people have success. And he's one of the good ones, right?
I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive.
Spectacular.
I'm alive.
So also
what
I see
like.
While I'm watching the ad, I like the ads, I watch them, is a December to Remember, and I'm like, November 1st. Wow. That's like a Lexus campaign, but they are full-on Christmas campaigning on November 1st. And I thought, that's pretty good. Gets us all in the spirit.
We're all, hooray.
So here's my question to you.
Okay.
Times have changed.
Yes.
Do you still send a holiday card to people?
You know, I didn't last year, and it's the first year I ever didn't do it. I just didn't get around to it, and I'm going to try to do it this year, but I actually feel guilty if I don't do it because it's the only contact I have with a lot of my relatives and friends, you know, from back home, and I like getting other people's cards.
So let me ask you this. If you go to your Facebook page and you post a... happy holidays to friends and family far and wide. Are you done?
No.
Oh, come on.
I say you're done.
All right.
I am and down you, for
and
that.
I think that that's the new way. I mean, no one is really...
What about, like, what's been happening each quarter, each month? What adventures you've been on through the year?
Oh,
the
successes
I don't
write.
And failures. I do a newsletter. Yeah. Actually, I get...
I do like people's newsletters.
I get annoyed by it.
Oh, you really? Do? I yeah. like it.
Vin, if you could give us all a newsletter, that would be great.
What, you want a newsletter from me?
Yeah.
Come on.
You, the move, you know how the fires happened. Might
the
have affected you guys.
The kid.
The kid.
I have a cousin. She's married to my cousin, so I guess she's my cousin-in-law. And she puts out this letter, and it's long every year. And it's not just the good stuff, man. It's the bad stuff, too. Like, all the S that went down.
And
it's almost like she keeps it all year long. I love it.
Sam's Scout
diary.
Came back, yeah, and man.
Like that. Rough. No doubt about it.
May was rough.
We were very disappointed by the behavior of this one of their kids. And,
oh.
You know,
oh, they said that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It's detailed and pages long. It's
in the
fantastic.
Midst of the gout and the kids' behavior, our cat ran away.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
lost
like that.
Bootsy for 3 weeks.
Came back with a bad case of fleas and mange.
I'm sorry to answer the question, those of you who don't like to do the annual cards, because 89% of people say they still plan to do holiday cards this
89%.
Year. 89%. An overwhelming majority of America says the cards stay in.
Yeah, I like the cards. I got to find a picture for the card this year.
Yeah, you like to put
I do like
picture
to do
the
picture.
Family.
And just so you know, an overwhelming percentage of America still plan to get your car. We want your car, yeah. And we will display them.
Oh, I tape them up. I have the, you know, the one archway over the entrance, and it's covered in the...
Come on,
I
America.
Tape them up.
This survey was your out. You blew it.
Yeah.
This was your chance to change.
You did a great holiday card last year. Plus, you don't have to do it.
I did.
What was his card?
He had the. It's him and Christina and the kid, and there's three or four different pictures. I think it's hanging up in my office right now.
Oh.
We did that?
Christina did it.
All right, well.
So what are you worried about? You don't have to do anything.
Hey, listen, I took out the family trash. That counts as something I did for the family.
That's the one thing she'll put in the newsletter.
Right.
That Vinny, one time.
Vinny reliably removes the trash from our family home.
Oh, come on. I do other stuff. Don't ask me what.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, America, you failed as you had an opportunity to change the way we do Christmas, and you didn't. We're going to continue to put out cards
and
expect
it.
Cards.
I
this
like
holiday
it.
Season. Our text number is 800-400-510 says, way to justify violating another human being. Been listening for 19 years, and I am so pissed off I may not make it to 20.
What about
listen,
whom are you talking?
I'm just telling you what happens on sets for actors to get in parts and roles.
They're not wrong. Like I think it's a little much when you touch someone, like an unwanted touch is not, and a surprise at that. Like, even her reaction, she turned to him and was like, don't you ever do that again, scumbag.
And was she a minor also?
No. Oh, I have no idea. But he was
the person that was taking the food order is different from the person that was on set with him.
Right.
No. That he goosed.
Who was a minor. The person who was taking the food order was 17. The person that he was describing in that video was his co-star. And I don't know how old he was when he did The Graduate, but he was young.
No, he was in his 30s, believe it or
what?
Not.
What? He was?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
He's 80. Yeah.
But he was supposed to be like a kid. And the whole thing was that he was getting all this, you know, Mrs.
Ann Baker.
Mrs. Robinson.
510 says, BS, Hooman. Getting into character is a BS excuse for sexual harassment. Perhaps she should have kicked Dustin right in the man zone to relieve the tension.
Yeah.
Would that have been acceptable behavior?
He's 20. He was 28 when he did The Graduate.
Wow.
Answer to that from Hollywood would be, no, Dustin's a much bigger star than she is. So you can't do that to Dustin, right? I mean, that's the way they look at all this
stuff.
Drop
Dustin.
They've justified all this behavior as it's necessary to create this art. Right?
They must have, Vinny, because otherwise, how could it possibly have gotten to this point?
Well, rules and regs are coming your way, Hollywood. Mm. You can expect that from this.
You know, the rules should just be, don't touch anyone else. Just don't touch. Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't ever assume anybody wants that, because they don't. And just because you're in a position of power doesn't mean it's your prerogative.
Well, and I mentioned it earlier,
them with
too.
Your attention.
It's that, it's so Dustin Hoffman, everywhere he goes, people are like, you're Dustin Hoffman.
Right.
Sign me anywhere.
He thinks he's doing these people a favor.
Right. And so everywhere
and
he goes.
Sometimes he probably is.
People are bowing to him.
Right.
And so that behavior is, you know, hey, let me do you something nice.
Yeah, I'll let you rub my feet and then I'll make obscene comments about your lady parts. More sexual harassment right after this.
All right.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.